I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson on Utah's home for elevated conversation. Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, members of Congress are in the middle of a procedural vote, a crucial procedural vote on the debt ceiling deal. The vote is very close right now, and we're not sure how this is all going to play out over the next few moments. And so we're going to bring in someone who understands this, can help us navigate all of that, because if this procedural hurdle becomes a tripping point for the deal, what happens to the debt limit deal and where do we go from here? So let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
All right. This is live radio at its best. James Wallner is joining us on the line. We always appreciate James' perspective on all of this. A flurry of activity going on. And James, I'm going to give you the update since I know you have other duties that you're in the middle of as well. Currently, we have 160 Republican yay votes on this rule that would advance the bill. We have 168 no votes, all Democrats, and about 106 votes still outstanding. And so first, for our listeners, James, just explain, what is it that they're voting on right now and why is it so crucial to the process?
Well, thanks for having me. I feel so relevant. I feel like I'm doing like traffic or the weather, like stuff that's happening in real time that affects people's lives. No, it's really simple. The House, just like the Senate, they have rules that govern how they debate bills, who can speak, how long they can speak. Can they offer amendments? Those types of things. But those rules are cumbersome in the view of the members, and so therefore they waive those rules all the time. The Senate, they do it by unanimous consent. In the House, they do it by a special rule. They adopt a new rule or a new set of rules for a debate, just like this debt limit debate, instead of going by the House rules. And so the House rules will say every member can speak for an hour, for instance, and everybody can offer amendments. Well, this rule says that all 435 members combined can speak for 1 hour total altogether, and no one can offer amendments. And so the rules are a way to make it more convenient for the members and the leaders, and maybe not necessarily for the American people, but certainly for the lawmakers.
Yeah, and then I think that's why there's been a lot of protest around what is the rule. We know it was a very close vote even to get this out of committee. Thomas Massie, of course, ended up being the deciding vote there to move it out, as he felt there were some things in there that could actually trim some spending for a change, and so he went ahead and voted for that. So give us the process here. We're looking, there's still about 100 votes outstanding. Clearly, there will either need to be a shift in some of those Republican votes or some of the Democrats are going to have to help out, which they said they just simply didn't want to do. But talk to us about that, James, in terms of kind of tradition. Usually it's the majority party that leads out on a new rule like this. Is this one that could be different than historical? What does this look like?
Well, the rule vote is usually a party line vote. You're absolutely correct. And the Democrats aren't going to be very excited about helping out the Republicans, even if they do support some of the underlying provisions in this debt limit bill and want to raise the debt limit. But that gives conservative Republicans, or moderates for that matter, it gives individual Republicans a lot of leverage on the rule vote. Because if you only have 3 votes to lose or 4 votes or 2 votes to lose, You all of a sudden, if you're one of 5 members who's banded together and saying, we are not going to vote for this rule unless you give us X, then they're going to listen to you. But at the end of the day, I think you're right. The Democrats are going to, I think, hold their nose if they have to and switch their votes and vote for this rule if it looks like it could go down, at least enough of them to make sure that it passes. So I don't know if it will go down, but, you know, I should never predict the future like that on, you know, live radio, because it probably could go down right now. Who knows?
But
that's the dynamic I expect.
Yeah, but you're so relevant, James. We're going to get you your own sounder, a special, you know, breaking news sounder for James Wallner appearance on the show. So let's walk through this scenario. If they don't hold their nose, because currently you have 25 Republicans voting no on this rule, if this were to go down, then what?
Well, then the Democrats, others could propose a rule of their own, like, or they could just proceed under the House rules. Of course, what would happen is that the Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, would recess the House subject to the call of the chair, and they would have a lot of, flurried, frenzied negotiations behind closed doors, forgetting that they have rules on the books that have been on the books for the past 5 months, that we've been living under this extraordinary measures debt limit sort of Damocles moment, right? I mean, we have a process, and that process has worked for the American Republic going back in various ways into different, you know, levels of detail, and it hasn't always been great, but it works. The rules work. The institution works, and it's worked since 1789.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to keep in mind, is that this has worked for a long time, and sometimes it's messy, sometimes it's a little painful to watch, but it does continue to work, and that is the magnificence and the miracle, I think, of the Constitutional Republic. I know that a lot of the Democrats, again, don't want to cast a vote on this one. Some of them are going to be willing to do it on the final bill. Clearly, this is a high priority for President Biden. He's declaring some victories in this. The Republicans are declaring some victories in this. So what does that look like? Is the president going to start to assert some pressure on Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries to say, hey, let's not make this rules process get even muddier and messier. We need some of your votes now to make sure we get this thing to the floor.
Well, this is a good piece of advice for any of your listeners who will find themselves one day sitting in one of those seats in Congress behind a Senate desk or behind on a House bench, right? And that is, if you vote no and you don't want to vote for the bill or the rule or whatever it is that you voted against, you should vote no and you should run as fast as you possibly can away from the House floor and away from the Senate floor, because what will happen is, just like with the Medicare Part D vote, which was held open for hours, just like with, we've seen this time and time again in the House and the Senate, but the entire world will come down on you and you will see like a scrum of people around someone and that person will be sitting there. And yes, there's a lot of leverage in that moment, but I think we can all remember back to high school or to any social setting where all of our peers were surrounding us and urging and yelling at us and being nice or mean or whatever, in asking us to do something. And in that moment, regardless of how strong your convictions are, it is extraordinarily difficult to hold out. It takes a special kind of individual to hold out in that moment. And so what I would advise lawmakers, if they are voting the way that their constituents want them to vote, the way that their conscience dictates that they vote, I would advise them to vote no and not put themselves in that situation. However, there is also a lot of leverage in that situation. You can get a lot of stuff in those moments that you can't otherwise get in other moments. But in order to get it, you have to ultimately vote yes.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the that's going to be the fascinating thing to watch here in the next few moments. So currently it is straight party line in terms of the Democrats. None of them have chosen to support this rule on the debt limit and federal spending bill. We are currently about 60 votes yet to be cast. So this is where I think it will get really interesting as we come down the home stretch and see how that plays out. And so just describe for us a little bit, James, because you've been in the room where it happens in these kinds of things, and whether it's on the floor, kind of being encircled by your colleagues, or if it's in one of those notorious rooms behind closed doors, what are the conversations likely to be like in this setting today?
Well, they're probably a lot more disappointing and underwhelming than we would otherwise think. People saying a lot of things like, we heard this, the previews of these conversations were happening on the floor prior to the vote. in these remarks that the members were giving. If we don't do this, then China's going to become the world's reserve currency. Well, you know, I mean, maybe, maybe not. Maybe if we keep going along the path that we are, China will become the world's reserve currency anyway, right? Like, there's lots of different stuff that, they're going to be arguing to get members to vote yes. But ultimately, just a little dose of common sense can really help and assist members in sifting through all of that stuff. The problem is when you're in that pressure cooker, when you are in that crucible of conflict, it becomes extraordinarily difficult for people to kind of separate fact from fiction in that way.
So important. James Waldner pulling over to the side of the road to help us make sure we can navigate all of this. Again, it is still no Democrats are in support of this. The Republicans still appear to have to get it across the line. 26 no votes coming out of the Republicans. The shot clock has expired, but as we know in the House, they'll keep that open until the numbers add up the way they want. James, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll have a special sounder for you when you come on next time.
Well, thanks for having me. This must be what being a sports commentator feels like. There's something happening, and we're like, come on, this is great.
Great stuff as always. James Waldner, one of the great friends of the show and always has the right perspective. What's going on behind the scenes? We're going to keep watching that as we roll through hour number two of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.